We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time now for Tangway and Hart. It's Gary Tangway and Andy Hart on WEEI.
So say you're a Patriots fan. You get everything you need for the game. You get your patch jacket, patch jersey, hat, gloves, flag, foam finger, bobblehead, doll, blanket, and inflatable helmet. But are you really a Patriots fan?
Go mother Pats!
At the Patriots merchandise store, you can finally become the ultimate Patriots fan.
How's that?
By adding the Patriots to your food. Kraft Foods is proud to present Mac Sauce.
And I want me some of that Mac Sauce in my dinner.
You can put that on anything. Burgers, sausages, hot dogs, chicken, your boyfriend or girlfriend. Purchase any bottle of Mac Sauce and get a free roll of TB12 toilet paper so you can eat good during the game. Then wipe your butt with Trader Tom after the game. Mac Sauce.
And I want me some of that Mac Sauce in my dinner.
Exclusively at Patriot Place. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. My favorite part of that ad is reading the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
You nailed it. Yeah, the rest of the read I thought was average. You nailed the hell out of that.
Well, Brian, okay, welcome back. Tangway and Hart, Sports Radio WEEI, Red Sox Baseball 1205. The number 617-779-7937. Spaz did a great job putting that together. The McDonald's commercials. You know,
yeah, I know.
You know, Brian Cox from Succession voices it.
No, you nailed that. Like, I didn't care for the rest of the read.
The rest of it you didn't like.
I would have. Could have done better.
2%. You was fine.
But that's, you leave them wanting more. You nailed the end. That's what matters. You finished.
You
Unlike Tuca, you finished.
You are an interesting character. I will tell you that, Andy Hart. But
not a character. I'm just me.
Well, same thing. But what started last week was Spaz went out into the street and got some sound, and he talked to a young woman who kept referring to Mac Jones as Mac Sauce.
And I want me some of that Mac Sauce in my dinner.
And even though I know every time she says, in my dinner, I'm never quite sure that she means in her dinner. And the way she says it, because you thought she said something different.
I thought she said, originally, I thought she said vagina.
Yeah.
That was a concern.
And I still have, like, I'm
and
still.
And I want me some of that Mac Sauce in my dinner.
Could be a double entendre.
Yeah, I don't know what she's saying, but it's.
All right, anyway.
It's a little uncomfortable.
So Mac Jones, whose name on this show is Mac Sauce. The topic right now is we're going to talk about Bill Belichick. Robert Kraft. I got him confused. Putting Bill Belichick on
notice
once again.
You can tell it's the
again.
Third hour, because yeah. Tangway is confused.
Well, yes. Our comment with the Celtics is that with Wick Grausbeck, everything's fine. Everybody's back.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's back. Danny's
everyone gets a trophy.
Everybody has our full support. They're great. You know, Danny, you know, Brad's back, of course. Are you coming back? Of course, he told Dan Shaughnessy in the Globe. You know, the Stars, Tatum and Brown, are they back? Yes. As Andy said, he didn't say of course again, so who knows?
It went down a notch of
safety. But, I mean, this team has underachieved, and I know that the Celtics have been injured, but they have no heart, they have no guts, and everybody should be on notice. So what do the Celtics do? Everything's fine here, but with Robert Kraft, it's a different story. This is when Kraft was talking to TMZ.
So to the fans considering on the fence about getting that ticket, what do you say right there?
Well, we should have a fun night.
Robert,
but I'm excited for week one when we play
Spaz is doing
Miami.
Great job.
Miami. Mac Jones.
Spaz.
What are your thoughts on Mac Jones?
But he was talking to TMZ and they asked him again.
Why are you talking over the clip?
I can't hear it. Who do you want to see starting? Cam?
Well, let Bill. I paid Bill a lot of money. Let him decide.
We got to play it again. I couldn't hear it. I thought we had technical problems. The technical problem
we did.
Was me.
It was you. Yeah. Technically, you suck as a host.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I was wondering what you were doing. I was like, is this a bit?
That's not Gary's fault. That's my fault. The second Gary started talking, I should have potted it down immediately. A good producer would have potted the sucker down.
that's a guy that I could work with.
So he's, as Chris Carter would call, your fall guy. Because you screw up and somehow it's Spaz's fault.
No question.
You didn't plug your damn headphones in.
Right.
Okay. I would have just turned your mic off.
Here's the end of it,
though. All right. Run the whole thing again.
From the top?
Yeah, run the whole thing again.
Oh, boy.
So to the fans considering on the fence about getting that ticket, what do you say to them?
Well, we should have a fun night.
Fun night?
But I'm excited for week one when we play Miami.
Mac Jones. What are your thoughts on Mac Jones?
I'm excited to have him, but I'm excited to have Cam Newton, too.
Oh, Cam Newton.
Good to see you, my friend.
Who do you want to see starting? Cam?
I paid Bill a lot of money. Let him decide.
Ding, ding, ding.
Awesome. Celtics, no problem. Everybody's back. We love them all. We're going to get crushed by Brooklyn. We may lose the play-in game. Patriots, 6 Super Bowls. I'd pay Bill a lot of money.
Bill a lot of money. Let him decide.
This offseason, reportedly north of $20 million a year. We've always had that as the unknown figure. It's only Robert and Bill that know the contract and the details. I ask you, did Robert Kraft just give Bill Belichick a taste of his own medicine?
Yes.
Because I remember once upon a time, we talked about it earlier because you believe it catapulted Tom Brady into the back end of a very successful career. Bill Belichick said, we all know Tom's age and contract situation, correct?
Yes.
When was the last time Robert Kraft talked about how much he pays Bill Belichick?
Recently. Just now.
I mean, before that.
He never did.
Not all that often.
Never did.
So I think you could very much indicate that that's a continuation of the motivational video conference he had with reporters before the draft when he talked about drafts haven't been that great around here recently, right? And I feel a difference in the preparation this year, and we can all evaluate, but I'll tell you one thing. I expect to be a contender every season, right? The pressure was applied. You better make the right decision here. I would also argue, if we wanted to play soap opera. So we had a caller, Steve, bring up the War Room video in which I believe Bill Belichick may have put on a little bit of a performance for Robert Kraft.
You think?
For Robert Kraft, pushing back subtly against previous availability from Robert. So, Bill, you made a dog and pony show of you checking with everybody. This is collaborative. I want to remind you, this crap ain't collaborative. I don't pay them boatloads of money to make decisions. I pay you boatloads of money.
Dude, that is good.
I like them apples. I mean, ain't no collaborative here. I pay you $20 million.
You know, Andy Hart, I got to tell you, this has probably been your best show yet.
Well, I've had to carry you for 3 hours. Well, I'm getting used to it. I'm getting stronger.
That is awesome. That is like a screenwriter's dream.
Tennis, back and forth.
That's very good.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
I like. Okay.
Robert just smashed it.
Just
back
ruined it right
the
there.
Yeah. You should have quit while you were.
What's
ahead.
Wrong with tennis?
Now, yeah, it's not as good as that. But I think that, you know, I don't think it's true, but it's a great theory.
Wow. How can it not be true?
I love it. It's a great theory.
I just wish we had cleaner audio and weren't standing behind the muffler of a Mack truck when we got it.
Blame TMZ. I don't think Bill Belichick picked a quarterback because the boss told him to. I think Bill Belichick knew he had to pick a quarterback.
Right.
I think Bill Belichick was well aware that the pressure was on. This is what I think.
If Bill were drowning and about 10 feet away there were one of those floating rings that lifeguards throw, would he go get the ring because Robert Kraft told him to go get the ring, or would his instincts say, I should probably go get that ring so I don't drown?
He should probably go get that ring so I don't drown. And that's the same thing. Again, you're on fire today.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, Robert.
It's just unbelievable. So what people need to understand, this is not a criticism. Uh-oh. I believe that this is just an observation. When you have people that are in business, how do they keep score? How do they keep score in business?
Money?
Yes. Okay. And it's not a materialistic thing. I mean, the Krafts have everything they could ever want. Right? They're worth billions of dollars.
Yes.
They're worth billions of dollars. But if you talk to captains of industry, I don't care who you are, whether you're Warren Buffett, whether you're Jonathan Kraft, whether you're Robert Kraft, whether you're Donald Trump, I mean, all of these guys, yes, they want to win championships. That's important to them. But at the end of the day, it's did I win the deal? Did I win the deal? And is my money making me more money? Now, it's not greed. Because they have enough money. They have enough material things. That is their sport. That is their sport. And the one thing that the Kraft organization is very good at is winning in the game of money.
Yes.
And when and again, it's not a materialistic thing. It's just a it's a way of keeping score. It's almost a game. I mean, they don't need any more money. It's how they justify their importance. Robert Kraft looks at Bill Belichick. And Bill Belichick, you keep score when it comes to like six Super Bowl championships. Still, at the end of the day, someone who's been as brilliant in business as Robert Kraft, it's still like, even though I have billions of dollars, I don't like giving out $350 million and paying a coach $20 million when I became the laughingstock of the league for 1 year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
I mean,
you know, so when he says I pay Bill a lot of money, he's not cheap. It's just the way he keeps score. It's like, dude, I'm paying you $20 million. You better be giving me some value. So for the first time in his career, and Andy, you touched on it, Bill Belichick is like a player. Bill Belichick, and you said it earlier, Bill Belichick takes the quarterback. What's the quarterback worth? He doesn't say Tom Brady. He says the quarterback. I got a kicker. I got a cornerback. And this is the way economically Bill has done it. So when Kraft says, well, I'm paying my coach $20 million.
I paid Bill a lot of money. Let him decide.
That value has to be there, just the way that Bill looked at Logan Mankins and said, you know what? I'm not going to get value for you anymore.
Any of them. Lawyer Malloy back in the early days, so Ty Bill, Law, at whatever point.
Right.
Has Bill Belichick, has there been a hint of he doesn't like Stephon Gilmore? No. You know why?
No.
Because he's played out the contract. He's lived up to the contract. He's underpaid now because the contract, which was once big, is now pales in comparison to the other cornerback contracts for the guy who a year removed, defensive player of the year, right? So, not once. Bill has no problem. I've always said this. That gets misconstrued. He's cheap. He doesn't like paying people. No, he doesn't pay elite for sub-elite. If you're elite, you get elite money. Richard Seymour got elite money here. Stephon Gilmore gets elite money here, right? It's when you're not elite, but I'm paying you elite. And I think you guys we've done a nice job. We're like the killer bees in the old WWE. I came out from under the ring. We tagged in. We tagged out. No one's sure who's in the ring, but we're kicking ass and we're taking names and we're winning this match. Because you're right. That's another taste of his own medicine. Bill, you better live up to your contract. How old are you, Bill? 69? That's probably close to a corner turning 34 or 35, right? You're on the back nine of your career. You're closer to the end than you are the beginning. You earning your money? You earning your money these days? Or am I paying Matt Groh and Elliot Wolf and Matt Patricia? Is it a collaborative effort? Because I'd be careful if you want to sell it as a collaborative effort. Because if it's a collaborative effort, then what do I need you for? I'll pay the collaborative a lot less than I pay you.
And I think...
I really like what we've done here on Sunday morning.
Well, I think it's sexy.
I think
that people who think that Bill Belichick is going to be here another 3 or 4 or 5 years, regardless of how he performs, are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But there
I also think it's a little crazy. Like, I think there's the flip side of that is there's some people that think he's down 1-0 to Brady and the divorce. And if he loses in week 4, which, I mean, they are the defending Super Bowl champions. They're probably the better team, right? They should be the better team. That he somehow is now, like, down 0-2, and you better really choke up on the bat and make sure because you're about to strike out, kid.
That's not the case.
No.
No, I agree with
that. The truth is somewhere in the middle. He does not have a lifetime contract of just, collect your paychecks. I don't care if we don't compete. 2 months ago, the owner said, I expect to compete every year.
Right.
And who does competition, who does the compete factor rely on? You, Bill. You're the highest paid member of this organization, if I'm not incorrect, right?
No, and you said it earlier that was never an issue. And the owner has had no problem stating that. The owner has had no problem publicly saying that Bill Belichick makes $20-24 million, whatever.
Well, he hasn't said the number.
No.
A lot of money.
Well, how did the number get out, Andy? Come on. You know how it works.
People may have speculated.
Yeah, I mean, heavily speculated because somebody told him, okay?
Or just, well, Robert keeps saying a lot of money, so clearly Bill's making as much as anybody.
Well,
if John Gruden is making $10 million a year to suck in Las Vegas and do nothing and spin his wheels... Then is Bill making $5 million more, $10 million more? You start comparing it to college coaches.
Well,
his boy Saban makes over 10, doesn't he?
I mean, this is what happens when you deal in the area of public perception, is when the belief is, and I think it's accurate, that Bill makes more than the quarterback, because that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
Brady was offered $15 million. Speculation is Bill's making in the 20s.
Mm.
What's up with that?
And who's still doing their job at the highest level?
The quarterback.
We'll see. Because the owner said that the coach wasn't. The GM wasn't.
It's not like the quarterback broke the bank at Tampa.
No.
$25 million. Reasonable. That's a good number.
And it was the going rate. It was what Phil Rivers got as an old quarterback to go to Indy. It was what Drew Brees was getting as an old quarterback in New Orleans. Old quarterbacks were making $25 million a year.
So at the end of the day, the best...
Robert's pissed. Is that what we're saying?
No, at the end of the day, the best way to manage an organization is fear or accountability. Accountability. Maybe fear is a little harsh.
Yeah.
But with accountability comes...
Okay, so let me continue with my great show.
I want to just make one other point, and this is for old bastards.
It's my great show, not your great show.
Steinbrenner,
yes.
Right, who was crazy.
Yes, dead.
And dead. Managed with fear.
Sure.
And they won. Go ahead.
So Tom Brady, we talked about earlier, may have sort of run from a culture that he helped create.
Yes.
Could Bill Belichick be eliminated by a culture that he created?
That's an excellent point. You are on fire today because the player is different.
Boom. Today's Robert Kraft says, Bill, you're right. You taught me something over the last two decades about how this football world, this football business, this football culture should work. Is that culture catching up?
Well, it is because the players have more power than they did 20 years ago.
We just fired Bill, Bruce Cassidy, and Brad Stevens.
It's not a good... If you're a coach,
look out,
done.
Alex!
Yeah. If you lose to the Angels today, you're toast.
That's a good show.
No, I think that Bill, you know, Steve DiAssi said this to me, and I think that Steve is right for the most part. Bill usually does business as business is done. And
yes.
we have seen that. I mean, okay, for example, changed from a 3-4 to a 4-3, 07 threw the ball all over the place, brought in Randy Moss, brought in Corey Dillon.
Yes.
Guys that we didn't think were Patriot players, right? Or the Patriot way or the Patriot type, if you will. Then we saw him with his off-season conditioning programs. I mean, training camp. Hey, let's go to the movies. Hey, you know, no more double sessions. Let's do this.
Oh, Bill's too hard. We don't have fun. Oh, the culture there.
So he is adjusting, and I think that he's adjusting with a guy like Stephon Gilmore. He knew he had to pay him. Okay, so there are times that he does it. What he didn't do is he didn't adjust to the quarterback, and that cost him. So Bill has done it, but I don't know if he can go to the level of a Bruce Arians or an Andy Reid. I mean, can Pat Mahomes play for Bill Belichick? I don't know. Can Lamar Jackson play for Bill Belichick? Can Aaron Rodgers play for Bill Belichick?
None of that matters. Can Mac Jones play for Bill Belichick?
Yes.
Who did Mac Jones play for previously?
Nick Saban.
Who did Mac Jones want to play for?
Bill Belichick, he claims.
Boom.
So, okay, but your point is well taken, though, and you have to spread it out amongst the roster. Because I think with the quarterback, you and I talked about this after the draft. The quarterback is a perfect fit. Mac Jones is the perfect guy for the Patriots, and the Patriots are the perfect guy for Mac Jones.
Yes.
Okay, period. We know that, right? But what about the other guys?
Was it only cliche speak? Because we did hear a lot of, as we started to get the video calls with Matthew Judon and Hunter Henry and all these offseason, you know, the opportunity to go play for the greatest coach of all time was very high on the quotes coming from these guys. Now, are these talking points? Are they giving us what we want to hear? Or is it legitimacy?
Well, you got to wonder about Barmore.
Because it's easy. Wait, what? I'm talking about the free agents.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the
draft. No, I'm talking about the free agents.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right.
Now, the young guys, I don't... Are the free agents, did they really want to play for Bill? Or...
They got paid.
That's the next question.
No, they got paid.
You
they
got your paid. Three-year top-of-the-market tight end contract, and now you say, oh, yeah, I wanted to play for Bill because he put $37 million on the table in front of me and no one else was.
No one thought Hunter Henry was coming here. No one.
Right.
Because they didn't think Bill would pay the money.
And even Hunter Henry, because he saw they signed Jonnu Smith, and he's like, well, I guess I'm not going to New England.
Not going to New England.
And then the New England offer was still there. So
right.
We have heard people say there is still a draw from Bill Belichick and playing for Bill Belichick and the greatest coach of all time. That could be bought and paid for via free agent contracts.
All right, 617-779-7937. It's Tangway and Hart. We are just lighting it up today.
We? What have you done?
I mean,
other than bum 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 bum.
That's all that matters. I like that. We're going to hear that again. Just in case you're wondering where to buy Mac sauce, we'll do that. Also coming up in the next half hour, Spaz hits the streets. Yes, folks, we're already looking for predictions for week 4 of the NFL.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Okay, trending at WEEI is brought to you by Ford. Alex Cora joins OMF every Wednesday from 2:30, from the Ford Clubhouse Studios at Fenway Park. Boston, the Bruins dropping game 1 to the Capitals, 3-2 in overtime, game 2 Monday night. Celtics topped the T-Wolves last night, 124-108. They're dead to me. Celtics are locked into the 7th seed.
scene.
They'll take a whatever. They'll take the Knicks.
Dartmouth boys lacrosse beat Plymouth 12-6. I don't know what you're doing over there, but I'll fill the space.
I'm frothing at the mouth that they're going to lose to the Knicks. And the Knicks are going to be
not playing
higher.
Anybody. And you know what they're also going to finish? I believe they're going to finish 36-36, right? That's an appropriate
record.
They don't
even deserve that.
It's appropriate.
They'll wrap up the season with the Knicks.
Yeah.
The Red Sox with a beatdown of the Angels 9-7. Sox and Angels back in action for the finale. 12-10 pregame with Brian Barrett. 1-10 first pitch with Joe and Will on the Shaws at Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending now on the WEEI and WEEI.com. More Tangway and Hart coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back to more of what you want to hear. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
Red Sox coming up 12:05. Check out Andy Hart on WEI.com. You did some exceptional work this week.
Thank you. You mean beyond carrying you for the last 2.5 hours?
Well, I mean, that's in your mind. But, I mean, actually on the website, I think you wrote more than you usually do.
I don't think that's accurate.
No, I think you did. I think you actually worked this week.
I don't think that's accurate.
No, I think you're right. You didn't work this week. Go with that. But read Andy's article on other past players returning.
Yeah, starting all the way back with who?
Bill Parcells?
Babe Ruth.
Oh, that's right. You did that. Yeah, that one was a reach, but that's all right. But I liked the Parcells thing, Bork coming back to win a cup.
Yep. Well, not coming back with a cup.
With a cup.
Yeah.
But the Parcells.
Rocket.
The closest thing, Rocket, he looked up at Duquette, and then he got on the juice in Toronto.
After
allegedly.
He struck out 16.
Yeah, I know.
As Mo said, he came to prove a point, and he did.
But I don't think there was hatred with Clemens. Was there?
Hatred for the
with
player?
With the fans.
See, that was a weird one because he wasn't good at the end. He was
right.
In the twilight of his career.
500.
You could argue that Duquette is his Garoppolo that ignited the next half of his career. And other things may have happened.
Or Stanisolov.
Yeah, other things happened in there.
That might have been
whatever.
His Garoppolo.
That's a different topic for a different day. No, I think you were about to say it. Parcells is the closest.
This is the closest
thing.
To the Brady thing.
Now, it's different because he was hated because he left on the heels of a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He was already out the door.
But
and he's a coach.
Parcells versus Kraft.
Like, yeah, but at the time, there was no who you're rooting for, the Patriots or Parcells.
Oh, you're rooting for the Pats.
Right. Like, Parcells was hated, whereas we can have a legitimate discussion. Who you're rooting for, Brady or the Patriots? And there will be some people that are rooting for Tom Brady. Just so you know, I tried to do a little more work. I reached out to the tuna, and he respectfully declined to talk about the
shock. Unbelievable. Andy who? Anyways, check out Andy at WEEI.com. And also, Ryan Hannibal does a great job covering the Pats. They do great work. We love Rob Bradford. Spaz hit the streets. Spaz, Eamon, what do we got? Now, I said immediately we have to find out who you're rooting for, right?
That's yes.
So what do we got?
So I interviewed four people. You know, some straight answers, and I found some of my favorite characters to speak to. But we'll start with Matt, and here's the problem. Anytime you get someone in front of a microphone, you ask them a question, and sometimes they like to answer what they want to talk about, and then they get to the answer.
True.
Do you know what? Because they don't know. Like, if you say to someone, Pat's Bucks, You just want, I want the Patriots. And they're like, well, you know, I really am a Tom Brady guy. Bill Belichick. I think the Bucs will win.
Cut to
so,
the point.
But I'm just saying, so when you, if you're not getting the answer right away, it's in there at some point.
Okay.
Does that make sense? We'll start. I found Matt. These people, I went to a party. My buddy turned 40. So these people were all in the catcher's mitt in Lowell is where we were.
So they were drunk.
No, this guy's not drunk because this was earlier in the night because I had to do it before I got drunk so that I could get my work done. You know what I mean?
I'd rather have you do it drunk. But anyways, go ahead.
All right, this is Matt at Pat's Bucks.
I mean, the Bucks have a better team, so I'm thinking the Bucks will win that game. Patriots got a good team this year, but I mean, the Bucks just have an overall better team. So it's not Brady Belichick, you know what I mean? And hot take, Cam Newton is going to be better than you think because they got some weapons. They got a second year with him. I think he's going to be better than you think. They're not going to be great, but they're going to be good.
He doesn't sound drunk. He sounds stoned.
Yeah, right?
And what does he know? How does he know what I think of Cam? Tell me what I think of Cam.
No,
it's also very subjective. If Cam throws 9 touchdowns over 6, ooh, he's better than I thought. He could still stink.
I mean, anybody who thinks Cam Newton's going to be better, and you don't want him to be better.
He's going to be better because he can't be worse.
Right, but you don't want him to be better because you want Mac sauce on that Patriot roll. All right, who's next?
And I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
All right, do you want to? He has more. Would you like me to just go to the next one?
Go to the next one.
All right, we'll go to the next one. This is Mike. Same thing. I ask him, but he answers what he wants.
I'm Mike the Good Samaritan, and I am a big Red Sox, Bruins, and Patriots fan. Tom Brady is still the best quarterback Boston's ever had.
How will Tom Brady know when it's time to retire?
Instinct. If I walked up to a female and she offered me something, and if she ain't got no good hygiene, sores, smell, I'm going to walk away.
Now I know why he said instinct and not instinct. He literally meant instinct. You can smell it when you see it.
Instinct.
Could you play that again?
Oh, you want the whole cut? From
oh,
the top?
I want to play the whole thing.
I'm sorry.
I'm Mike the Good Samaritan, and I am a big Red Sox, Bruins, and Patriots fan. Tom Brady is still the best quarterback Boston's ever had.
How will Tom Brady know when it's time to retire?
Instinct. If I walked up to a female and she offered me something, and if she ain't got no good hygiene, sores, smell, I'm going to walk away.
Isn't that the best analogy? He says if you see Tom Brady and he smells, he's got sores, he's done.
You know, you have to wonder where Mike has been and what Mike
helping
has
people.
Seen.
He's helping people. He's a good Samaritan. Yeah, he told you he's Mike the Good Samaritan.
And what's if she ain't got no good hygiene.
When I wave, guys, that means I want to play a drop. That's a little inside
ready.
I'm sorry.
No problem. I'm getting there.
And if she ain't got no good hygiene.
Amen. Have you ever been with a woman who has sores?
Sores? No. Perhaps some bad hygiene in the college days? Oh. Yes, of course.
And your instinct didn't tell you to...
Instinct was talking, but I wasn't listening.
Instinct.
You gotta trust your instinct.
Spaz, have you ever been with a woman who has sores?
No, never.
Andy.
I would never admit that on air.
I'm not going to answer.
Wait a minute. Whoa,
no, I'm just kidding.
I mean, the fact that he brought it, like
I'm
the first
kidding.
Thing that would, I know. The
it first was sore when I forget it.
Oh, that's just wrong. That's just so. Oh my God, you weren't that good, bud.
Instinct.
I just think if somebody says that they're concerned about a woman having sores, I just don't know what you've been doing recreationally.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it. Wait, this guy was Mike was at the party with you?
He was in Lowell. You got to understand that the party started at like 2 in the afternoon, so they had the normal day drinkers there. Oh. And he was a part of he's a regular, as they would say. So,
ever had.
How will Tom Brady know when it's time to retire?
Instinct. If I walked up to a female and she offered me something, and if she ain't got no good hygiene, sores, smell, I'm going to walk away.
Yeah, I think we should all walk away as a group right now.
What do we got next, Spaz?
All right, we'll play, you know what, we'll tone it back a little bit. Let's play, Jen, here you go.
Tom Brady made Bill Belichick. He is the one who made them start winning the rings. Bill Belichick, before that, wasn't winning anything. Bill Belichick wasn't the head coach when the Giants won. He did nothing with the Browns. When the Patriots made the Super Bowl in the 90s, he was an assistant coach. Then all of a sudden, he starts winning Super Bowls when he gets Tom. Tom's accurate. He commands the huddle. He checks down. He finds open receivers. And he wins.
There you go.
Is there anything you can argue with in that?
No. And also, it's interesting. She made a point about we always said Parcells couldn't win without Belichick. And now we're saying Belichick can't win without Brady.
Mm.
So Bill's getting a taste of his own medicine. Not only from the perception, but also in regard to the owner, as you pointed out, Andy.
Indeed.
What do we have next?
All right, so this is the last one. Another interesting person who was at the bar, and there's a couple of questions we have to go through with her, but the first question is, who's going to win Pat's Bucks? And this is her reply.
My thoughts about Tom Brady? I mean, he's good. The Patriots? Yeah, I like Patriots because that's our peoples. Tom Brady needs to step up his game a little bit more. You know what I mean? Be the man he's supposed to be, because he's supposed to be the captain, or not. So be a captain. Take over this world. That's what we're here for. It's just bean time. I'm the baddest bitch in Boston. So that's how I really going to be. You know what I mean? Because the one thing about being out here is just being respectful and being you. You be you, you all good. But if you a grimy-ass person, you ain't going to get by.
Jesus.
But if you a grimy-ass person, you ain't going to get
What's
by.
What's with the hygiene theme here, Spaz?
Don't ask me.
I think grimy was more of a descriptive. You're a bad person.
Listen,
you're
I think she's
ball.
With me.
No,
I think she questions Tom.
Listen, they were together. The two, Mike and her, were together. So maybe he was talking
sores, smell,
I'm going to
walk away.
About her. I don't know.
Well, that's a rush to judgment.
Well, plus, he didn't walk away if he was with her. So
she was still there. They were still
instinct.
Together.
But I think she was talking about Brady like I do. You know, did we see the real Tom, or who was the real Tom we saw over the years? Interesting.
But if you're a grimy-ass person, you ain't going to get by.
See?
Do you want to continue with her? I have a few more cuts.
Sure, why not? I mean, why not? So Spaz, if you haven't left us by now, you ain't going anywhere.
Okay, so I asked her how would she feel if Bill decided to leave. Does Bill Belichick leave? How do you feel?
Oh, my God, I'm going to be devastated. I'm going to find him, and we're going to have a talk with him. Be a captain. Don't go somewhere else. We need you. You know what I mean? You got 6 rings already? Come on, 6 rings, brother. Why you leave us? Can I go with you? Can I fit in your bag? Go, please. The word is he going to be coming with me.
What would you do with him?
I don't know. Everything.
Why is that?
Because that's my husband. That's why. That's that. Oh, you don't even know the half, but we won't say nothing about him. I'm going to keep that a secret.
What?
She claims to be married to Bill Belichick.
I don't think that's true.
Let's run with it. You know, you don't.
You go ahead.
No, let's go with that.
You blog it.
Is Bill married to Linda now? Do we know that?
Tangway Colon.
No. Ordway had something about Bill was wearing a ring, but it wasn't a wedding.
But it was
ring.
One of those monitors.
Yeah,
or something,
for health or something,
or
trying
something.
To be in shape.
Although it was on the ring finger, correct?
So
come on, 6 rings, brother.
Bill Belichick has a wife somewhere. Where, in Lowell?
Yes.
Yeah, let's run with that.
I thought she was with the other guy.
She is with the other guy, but I'm sure she would leave for Bill. He's got 6 rings, bro.
It's true.
He's my husband. Bill Belichick's
my
6 husband.
Rings, brother.
Oh, wait.
Because that's my husband. That's why. That's that.
She's also big on people stepping up. Be the captain. Be the man. Step up.
So, if you want, I ask her about Giselle.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, boy.
What do you think about Giselle?
I don't know. I don't know, because like I said, I like Tom Brady, so she might get mad at me if I say that, if I don't like her.
You think she'd be jealous?
Yeah, she might be jealous of me once I meet her.
Sores and all.
You never know. You never know.
Sores, smell,
hygiene.
So there's more.
There's more?
Of course there is. I ask her.
There can't be more.
What are your thoughts? How did you feel when you heard that Julian Edelman retired? Here we go.
Oh, man, my hairs was on edge. Like, my heart goes out to his family. My condolences go to his family, especially his baby's mother, wife, whatever. Yo, you have my condolences. My condolences to the family and you. Yo, be strong about it, mama.
I don't know.
He didn't die. Yeah, he's still with us. Seems very happy. Seems content in his decision. He's starting movies and TV. You predicted it. You said he's going to be a big star in Hollywood.
He is.
He's going down that road.
Yeah, he's going. Yeah,
production company and the whole thing.
Edelman's going to do well.
Okay.
He'll be one of the few guys to do well.
So we don't need to
sports.
Pass along condolences to anyone.
Not at all. I have to send him a demo reel.
Well, one small cut left.
Okay.
I said, what do you think of Andy Hart?
For one, he's arrogant. I don't like arrogant people.
Yeah.
And for two, he's a jackass. Sorry to say, but he is.
That's it.
Can confirm.
I like her. That was made up.
I like her.
I hope you
know. That was fine.
That's it.
That's my girl.
5:05 coming up. Andy Hart, sores and all.
Yeah.
covering Boston sports and beyond. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
I wanted the Celtics game to mean so much today. Tangway and Hart wrapping things up here on Sports Radio WEEI. 1205 Red Sox baseball. Brian Barrett will have the pregame as they take on the Los Angeles Angels once again. But the Celtics-Nick game, it just... It was just set up to be a classic. Thibodeau against his old team, the Celtics. Thibodeau's a great defensive coach. There's no doubt about that. And Brad can be when his players actually listen to him. But I thought this game was going to mean something. They were going to be playing for something, and it sucks.
They're not playing anybody.
It just sucks. And no, it's just...
Well, they've clinched the top seed.
But everything's fine. Nothing wrong here. Nothing wrong here. Not a problem.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
WEEI.com. Alex Reamer writing an article. Could the NFL be setting up for Tom Brady to lose? Yeah. the way you retweeted this, you went, this is ridiculous. But that's why I'm bringing it up. But I like Reamer a lot, so I just want to read something from here.
Okay. Reamer writes.
The Buccaneers will be in Los Angeles for their week 3 game against the Rams, and then will be tasked flying back to Tampa before heading up to Foxborough. That's 6,390 air miles in a 1 week span. Well, they do have private jets, as he points out. Do the schedule makers want the worst Tom Brady we can have? This was what Pat McAfee saying on his podcast. I think that the NFL wants a competitive game, but I don't think this really has anything to do with it. Are they that evil?
No, I think the perception that was more accurate of this scheduling is the NFL wanted this game relatively early in the year because they're not sure if the Patriots are good or not.
Well, that's true.
I think Mike North said before the stories are written for these two. And that was a nice way to say we're not sure if the Patriots will be relevant in November or December.
Of course.
They could suck. The game would still be cool. It's still Brady going back. But the Patriots might suck at that point. And because I think everybody presumes that the Buccaneers will at least be competitive. I don't know that I'm on board with they're going to go undefeated and go 20-0 and, they're so great, all this. But there is some concern. I think the fact that it's Patriots play the Bucs, Patriots play the Cowboys early, first half of the season, third of the season. That's the NFL saying, we know you spent a lot of money and you think you might be back. We're not so sure. Also, they only got 3 of the primetime games, which is a little bit of another example. We're not sure you're a draw. Now, they could flex them in. Flex scheduling starts, I think, week 5 this year. But no, I don't. I think they wanted to make sure that game was relatively early so it was relevant.
And who's in charge of the television committee?
Robert.
Robert, now I don't know if they have an impact on the schedule. We really don't know what the hell goes on in the NFL office. We really don't. I feel like
Robert impacts what he wants to impact.
Right, but again,
including my career, your career.
My compliment to Robert as being a tremendous businessman, and we talked about earlier. You know, at the end of the line, rich guys keep score with money, and I think that rich guys are smart, and I think that the Patriots have exemplified what are they very good at. They're very good at creating a brand.
Yep.
They're very good at selling a brand. They're very good at marketing and so forth. So Robert knows the best product for the league and for his team is week 4.
And
Sunday night football.
Weather is also a consideration.
Yeah.
If you put it later, even if the Patriots are still good, is it a snowstorm or rain, like something, you get a better chance at better weather. And we've seen it. The ticket is already the highest on the secondary market. It's going to be the highest.
If you had season tickets, would you sell them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I know you would.
What are they going for?
The average that I've seen is like 1,500, something like that.
Oh, that's just the beginning.
And I think it's going to be limited because I think there's going to be even less tickets out there. Because don't you presume that the Patriots as a business have some make goods coming off a non-season where they're going to have to be giving this sponsor tickets?
Right. They're going to take care of some people.
So I just don't know that there's going to be a lot of tickets out there.
I think the week of, you could get $5,000 a ticket.
Probably.
Oh, it's going to be more than that.
Do you think so?
My buddy's uncle has 4 seats like 10 rows back on the 50, and he got offered like $10,000 a piece for the tickets already.
If he doesn't sell, he's out of his flipping
mind.
He
will, though.
Well, he's rich, so he doesn't care. But
$40,000 is nothing to sneeze at unless you're a billionaire.
I agree. Well, he's probably a millionaire. He's pretty wealthy.
That $40,000 is still a lot, though.
You know, if if I'm worth millions, I'm probably going to the game.
I would go. If I'm rich, I'm going. Why? If I need to buy, you know, college for my kid, I'm probably not going.
Well, no, that's the argument. But
I wouldn't go. I'd sell it. Drive the price up as high as I can.
But if he's offered $40,000 now, if he sold week 1, because if the Patriots start 0-3, does the value of the ticket go down?
Probably, yeah, because there's no drama,
right.
There's no excitement.
But if you got a couple of teams that are 2-1, maybe the Patriots are playing well. I think Mac Jones drives the ticket.
Oh, I love it.
Love that
idea.
Don't
you think?
Yes.
Max Sauce drives the ticket
Unless,
up.
I mean, I guess if they're 3-0 and Cam is, you know, rolling and he's rushing for 100 yards a game and he's throwing for 200 and he hasn't thrown picks.
I mean, listen, you couldn't write a better script. Max Sauce comes in. He looks like Brady, talks like Brady, works out like
Brady.
Shows
his belly.
Shows the whole thing. I mean, there's so many resemblances with this guy. Brady comes in, wants to take on the new kid. The old coach has the new, you know, protege.
But no matter what, Mac is awesome. Second billing. It is.
I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
That's right.
It's
baby.
Tom and Bill.
It is
are
Tom
the billboard,
and Bill. But,
right?
but from a game perspective.
Would be fun.
I mean, aren't you more interested in seeing Mac Jones play than Cam Newton?
Right up until he throws a pick six on his first throw of the game. And you're like,
yeah,
oh,
he might. But you know what? If he does, he'll bounce back.
That's why I'd be glad I sold it for $10,000 a pop.
Right. And I think that those tickets that are going for $10,000 a pop now, well, I bet you he could sell those for $100,000 the week of.
That's not overly dramatic. Now you sound like Wiggy telling me 100 million people are going to watch on TV. They're not.
What is the number for the Super Bowls?
100 million. 99 million.
Yeah.
There's no way you're getting 100 million for Brady.
But the rating, generally an NFL rating is what, a 40?
A share.
The share. The rating is around a 20. The share is like a 40. Something
yes.
like that.
Whatever, but
it's
30
break,
million will watch
it's
instead
break,
of 15 million that normally watch.
It will break records.
It won't be 100 million.
No, it won't be 100 million, but it'll definitely break records for the ratings. There's no doubt about that.
I would think. Everybody's going to be interested. And we talked about it, Tuna Bowl. Remember all the Tuna Bowls where
it's great.
They would get
so
camera
good.
Angles pregame of
so
did
good.
Bill look at Bill? And we're going to did Tom hug? Did they not hug? Did they talk? Did Josh talk to him? The hype. And then they'll both be boring all week trying to push back the hype, but it'll be fun.
Well, Bill wouldn't say the Jets, right? He wouldn't mention their name.
And that'll be something this week. In his Wednesday press conference before the October 3rd matchup, it'll be like, does he say the quarterback's playing well for them, or does he say Tom's brought something to that offense? Everything will be dissected, and I'll be there to dissect it.
Well, one of the things that I find very frustrating is that Bill has not made a comment about Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl. I find that frustrating.
Why does it frustrate you? Why do you care?
Because I think he owes it to him.
Owes what?
I do. Now, the media doesn't ask the question because they know he won't answer it, which is gutless. I mean, this is what I want you to do. Are you going down for the week one press conference?
Yeah.
If it's open?
I'll be there, yeah. Whatever
okay.
the setup is.
This is what I want you
get
to do.
Get my vaccine card.
Because he's already called you an MF-er anyways, yeah. A couple times, right? So you have nothing to lose. You have nothing to gain, nothing to lose.
There's always something to lose.
It could be nothing worse for you. Your life couldn't be any worse if you asked Bill Belichick, Bill, what did you think about Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl? Ask him that question for
As
me.
John Butchergrass said, I'm not sure that's the time for that.
When is the time? Because nobody's asked
The time's
asked
already
him.
Passed.
No, it isn't.
The time was between the Super Bowl and now.
No, because nobody's asked it.
What'd you think of Tom winning the Super Bowl 8 months ago? That was cool, huh?
Ask it. If you have
ask
any
guy. When you fill in the afternoon.
I'm going to.
Okay. That's a good time to ask it. That's a good
Oh,
W-E-E-I
yeah, let me
Monday
ask it. Throw
question.
Me on the grill.
No, but that's a good time for Lou to ask it. Lou will do a good job.
Lou will do
that.
A good job. Lou's a good. It's a good time for Lou to ask the question.
Are we not doing Fast Five this week?
Yeah.
Oh,
we
okay.
Are.
I feel like you're running out of clock.
No, we're not.
Don't worry. I'm watching the clock.
No, don't worry. I know what I'm doing.
I do worry.
I believe debatable. It or not, it's organized chaos. Don't try to micromanage from your side
I'm
of the
concerned.
Desk.
I'm concerned.
All right. That's all I'm saying. Just don't
You've
try
lost
to manage.
Your fastball.
Never had it. Never
right.
had it.
Pedro had to learn to pitch
I've
from 90.
I've been throwing curveballs forever.
Soft tossing lefty Gary Tangway over here.
Okay. So the final fight. Now we're going to make Andy's day. Red Sox coming up in about 5 minutes as they take on the Angels. And the Celtics at 1 o'clock. The Boston basketball team will be taking on the Knicks. Final five right now.
Why did he undress you in the locker room?
Because he thought I was talking to the wrong people, or I'm the one bleeping voice in this organization. You got questions, you ask them to me. And
you were going up the back stairwell.
I don't know what I was doing, because I don't think I was doing what he thought I was doing.
You said, Bill, I'm not that good.
I said, I've never done that, Bill.
I'm
Understood,
not that good.
Bill. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What do you even need, Bill?
Please don't Sorry. Fire me, sir. Okay, don't fire me, sir.
Did you see that puff piece I did on the kicker?
Yeah, Bill. Lefty punters, I know you've always loved him. What are your thoughts?
Come on, six rings, brother.
He needed a quarterback. Why? Because he didn't have a good quarterback. Why? His owner told him he needed a quarterback. For all the world to hear, his owner said, you need a quarterback. You need to solidify this damn position.
Mac Jones, motherfucker.
Just like over the years, he needed a defensive lineman. He needed a cornerback. He needed a guard. He needed a tackle. So he took them in the first round, and you know what he then did? He played them.
You play to win the game.
For our purposes, as like the great Steve Buckley used to say, I root for the story.
That's kind of the story I'm rooting
that would,
for.
I'm not rooting for that one.
We teach.
You are a dark bastard.
It'd be
oh, my
fun.
God. You are a dark man.
You don't think that'd be fun?
What is going on in your mind?
Oh, there are lots of stuff.
Andy, I don't want that story.
That'd
Andy, I don't want that story.
Fun.
I want Mac Jones as the quarterback. I want Mac Jones as being the second coming.
And I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
I want when Mac plans Jones fall to play apart. Well. You know the A-Team, I love it when a plan comes together. When I'm observing from afar, I kind of like it when a plan falls apart and I see how people react.
Jesus, you're sick. You really are a little weird.
Oh, I know.
You're a little weird.
You don't know the half of it.
Yeah, I probably don't want to know the half
you
of it.
Don't.
You don't.
A lot goes on with big old cabeza.
Instinct. If I walked up to a female and she offered me something, and if she ain't got no good hygiene, sores, smell, I'm going to walk away.
I was so pissed off at this Celtic team, and I still am.
I know.
A freaking playing game? A freaking playing game. And I wanted the Knicks game at the end of the year to mean something. Tom Thibodeau down there in the net. I hate the Knicks. Andy, I cannot tell you how much I hate the Knicks. I hate the Knicks more than the Yankees. I hate the Knicks more than the Miami Dolphins. I mean, I loathe the Knicks. And that team is on the rise, and the Celtics are going down.
Berg, Larry Bird can play anywhere.
You know how many friends I have? More friends than jobs.
Many leather-bound books.
All right.
It's all about you. You should change your name to G-A-R-I. Spell it with an I.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Gary Tangway.
That's a good one. John, thanks for joining us, but I do have to ask. Generally, we can't get people to join us Sunday morning. Why were we so lucky? Are you, like, lonely?
Check. Yeah, I'm a... Yeah, it's that is pretty pathetic. My goodness.
Andy, I said to our producer, we're not getting Butchgrass. He's like, he's not coming on Sunday morning.
Well, I don't mean to lump, okay. You know, add
you
more.
You guys are legends. You guys are legends. I enjoy your work.
Sunday morning
Plan
legends.
Day forever.
Yeah.
Hart more recently. He's kind of in his prime. So, you know, can't say no.
Kraft Foods is proud to present Mac Sauce.
And I want me some of that Mac Sauce in my dinner.
You can put that on anything.
Tangway and Hart, where we've fired both Brad Stevens and Bruce Cassidy by 11 a.m. Well, on a Sunday morning.
Good job, fellas. Good job.
That was your best.
That was all spaz.
What if Brady loses week four? No one has, right? No one has really entertained that thought except Alex Reamer on WEEI.com. What if the Patriots pulled off the upset?
It will be Tom Brady's shortest post-game press conference in a long, long time.
I don't know if he'll even talk.
He might not.
Okay, but what will that do? What will that do?
In the grand scheme of things?
What does that do in the grand scheme of things? Because no one is even considering it.
Nothing.
No one is even considering it.
Because it's about Super Bowls and playoff appearances. It's not about what happens in week four. Remember, week four used to be around here an extension of the preseason. We'll glorify it as a Super Bowl victory on October 3rd and in the papers on October 4th. But in the old mentality, the fourth game of the season was an extension of the preseason. So if you beat an NFC foe in week foe, it mean nothing.
The football fans in this area are frauds.
You
got to
beat Brady on February 12th or whatever the date is.
In your mind.
Yeah.
But football fans in this area are frauds. They are. They're frauds. They're fair weather fans.
So we'll take one of those victory tours for a regular season Super Bowl Sunday we used to mock other teams for?
Absolutely.
That was the Bills Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
That was the Browns and you know Super
what else
Bowl.
Will, you know what else will happen? People will jump off the Brady bandwagon.
Well, I'm fine with that. That'll be fun.
See, I want Brady to win. I want Brady to win so bad. I just do.
I know you do, because you hate New England sports.
Vengeance.
You covered it up for years, but you hate New England
vengeance
sports teams. You hate
so
New England
sweet
athletes. You hate New England sports.
I look at Tom Brady as a New England quarterback just playing in somebody else's skin.
He's made it quite clear he's not a New England quarterback. He'll never visit this region again. He doesn't like the cold. He doesn't want to be here. He doesn't like you.
Andy Hart, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week. Red Sox baseball coming up with Brian Barrett, 12:05 pregame as they take on the Angels. My name is Gare I. Tangway. Thanks for listening.